USA News Update. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Judani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. Austin said al-Sudani was responsible for fostering ISIS in Africa and funding worldwide operations. President Biden ordered the raid following a recommendation from Austin and the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley. Officials say no civilians were injured. NASA workers, guests, and families of the Challenger, Columbia, and Apollo 1 crews honored the fallen astronauts Thursday during the Space Agency Day of Remembrance at the Johnson Space Center. This year's ceremony focused on the 20th anniversary of the space shuttle Columbia accident that killed seven astronauts on February 1, 2003. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.